I'm here with trumpeter Daniel Zeringer, who has a new CD out called Journeyman's Songs. You're associate professor at Wright State University in Dayton, principal trumpet of the Cincinnati Ballet Orchestra, also Middletown and Springfield Symphony Orchestras, and a regular substitute with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and Dayton Philharmonic. Daniel Zeringer, how many years have you been playing the trumpet, and before this, your first solo album?
Well, I started playing the trumpet back in the fifth grade in my high school band. I come from a very musical family. My cousins are the McCoys, Rick and Randy Zeringer, who changed their name to Derringer, who wrote Hang on, Sloopy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So I started playing in the fifth grade and followed through with the band program there at my high school and made my first solo debut when I was 15 with a park band in Greenville, Ohio. From there, went on and did my degrees in music, and here I am today.
Now, most orchestra players will stay with the group. What urged you to go out and do your own stuff?
Well, after I finished doing my master's, I went straight from my undergraduate degree into my master's degree. And I was convinced at that time that I wanted to have a career playing in an orchestra full time. And I had some success with some auditions, and I did that and still enjoy it very much to this day. But I always had a strong bent towards teaching, and I really enjoyed that route. So that's when I decided to go back to school to get my doctorate in trumpet and to pursue the college route. And once I got there, I really had more time to develop my true passions, which are solo music and teaching.
Now, doing a solo album, I mean, in any genre of music is pretty risky as it is, but in classical music, isn't it even more risky to not do the usual classical standards? I mean, you know, you think of maybe the Brahms chamber music for trumpet and other composers like that. Instead, you've put together a CD entirely of composer Stephen Winteregg. So who is this guy and why is he getting a whole CD from you?
I first met Stephen Winteregg when we both worked at Wittenberg University. And at the time, I was subbing a lot and playing with the Dayton Philharmonic, for which Steve used to be the principal tuba there for many years with the Dayton Phil. And before I recorded this CD with Steve, I had recorded a number of pieces, two of his ballets, and a couple of other smaller pieces. I'd always been a fan of Steve's music because it was very accessible, and yet it was current and challenging, but it wasn't something that put people off when they listened to it. So with so many classical trumpet CDs, oftentimes we hear people doing, kind of as you mentioned, the same concertos over and over again. And I was not interested in putting a CD out of trumpet music that was kind of formulaic and standard. I wanted to show the diversity of the instrument and really kind of highlight how the trumpet fits into what I see as the future of classical music, which is more of a chamber bent. And that's the route that I really wanted to go with this.
Okay. Now, you said chamber music, and you've got, four or five players on at max on the tracks, right?
I do, yes. The first piece is trumpet alone. The second piece is for flugelhorn and cello, which I love this combination. I didn't know that Steve had written a piece for flugelhorn and cello. I actually just asked him, do you have any pieces for trumpet and strings? And he's like, I have this piece that no one has ever recorded before. And so that was a real treat for me because the sound of the cello and the flugelhorn was really interesting. The China Crossing, which is the fifth track, is a brass quintet piece, so that's more in the traditional chamber music realm. But the last piece, the popular variations on a classical yes. theme, which was just a hoot to play and to put together, is for bass, string bass, percussion, and of course, trumpet. And the percussionist really gets to play a lot of different instruments. And in fact, I get to play some percussion instruments in that piece as well. So it's a lot of fun.
That to me was the standout bit of the album. I mean, you've got all these serious, I'm using air quotes for serious music for the rest of it, and it's called Popular Variations on a Classical Theme, and it uses a bit of Dvorak from his Ninth Symphony. And I got to admit, some of these variations are quite fun. The second one is the 1950s rock ballad, and then the one after that tosses in, and tell me if I got this wrong, the Green Acres TV theme.
Right at the very end. You got it. Exactly.
That must have been a lot of fun to do.
It really is. This Popular Variations on a Classical Theme was originally written for the Dayton Philharmonic Trio, usually the third trumpet player and a bassist and a percussionist, to go out into the schools to play for kids. And that's what it had been used for many years. I had never played it when I was playing with the Dayton Philharmonic. I had not played these variations. But Steve played me the MIDI track of them. And I thought, well, my goodness, we have to put that on the CD. It's too much fun not to put on.
And also, I want to get you to talk about, too, that Journeyman song, that's the CD, is very much a local production. I mean, you got everything and everybody, studio, engineering, musicians, all that was done locally up in Dayton around Wright State. And why was that important to you?
Well, there were a number of reasons why it was important. I wanted to make a CD that was going to be reflective of the musical climate that I was operating in. And that is that I wanted to use musicians that I was comfortable with. I didn't want to fly in musicians that I had not played with before. As the concept of this album started to become a little bit more clear, the idea of it making it all kind of locally sourced musicians recorded all at Wright State University in Schuster Hall, which is a newly renovated hall. The idea of using all local musicians with a local composer and a local sound engineer all just seemed to be something that happened organically. And once that vision was clarified, it really kind of stuck. And I'm glad that I'm able to have a product here that really is an Ohio produced, recorded, composed, everything.
So Journeyman's Songs, is this out in the stores around town, mail order or something?
Right now, you can download it on iTunes. You can purchase a hard copy on Amazon, or you can also download it on Amazon as well, or CD Baby. So those are the three basic places at which you can order the CD. It will be for sale at Wright State University, of course. As of right now, that's pretty much the outlet, but hopefully we can pick it up in some other locations as time goes by.
And what happens once we put down a few bucks for the CD?
Well, this is what you're going to experience. I've been telling my family and friends, it's a piece of music, it's a product that my heart is really in, and I'm very excited about people listening to it and really experiencing the trumpet, the different sounds of the instrument. There's a little bit for everyone. There's the two souvenirs piece for flugelhorn and cello is a 12-tone composition. And for those who aren't familiar with 12-tone, that can be very off-putting to a lot of people. But Steve is such a talented composer that it doesn't sound like a 12-tone composition. At the other end of the spectrum, as we mentioned too, are the popular variations on a classical theme, which most people will be familiar with a Dvorak theme, but then we put it in all of these different settings ranging from the 40s all the way up through the 80s. So there's a little bit for everyone. It's a very mellow CD, and it's something that I feel will stand up to the test of time. Again, it's all original music. None of this has ever been recorded before. And I think that the music not only reflects the spirit of the composer, but it also reflects my sense and my aesthetic towards the future of classical music and of the trumpet.
Now, also, we want to let you mention, too, that the proceeds are going to a trumpet studio.
That's right. All proceeds from this CD will be going towards the Wright State Trumpet Studio Fund. And the reason that I wanted to do that was because oftentimes when you have a state university, they aren't exactly just throwing tons of money at each person's individual studio. Although Wright State is very generous, I wanted to create a special fund from this CD to bring in big name artists to the university to do master classes and also to maybe purchase some very unique and special instruments and furthering more the exploration and the future of the trumpet.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good deal. And like I said, it's a lot of fun listening to it. Daniel Zeringer has a new album called Journeyman's Songs, The Music of Stephen Winteregg. And thank you very much for coming in and telling us what's on the CD.
Thank you for having me.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.